Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise you the Lord. You're once again in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, on tonight, I'm asking all listeners once again, please get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready so you can follow along as we go through God's word together on tonight. I will be delivering the word on tonight, so you need to have your pens and paper ready because I do have a lot of scriptures that we're going to be sharing on tonight. But we always open up with prayer, so we're going to do the same thing on tonight. So I'm asking all the listeners on tonight, please, those of you that are true believers in Jesus Christ, that are born again, that knows the words and the power of prayer, please pray with me because the word of God says that fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King, it is in his name once again we come on tonight giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name on tonight because we know without a doubt that you are truly worthy to be praised because we know that there is none like you in all the earth. We thank you that you have all power in heaven and earth in your hands. We know that you are in total control at all times. Heavenly Father, we come in the name of Jesus asking that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, every believer, every saved believer in Jesus Christ all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, Heavenly Father, on tonight, because your word lets us know that all have sinned and come short of your glory. That's why we are so grateful for your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that still works, and we know that it would never lose its power. We thank Heavenly Father that because of Jesus Christ's work on the cross, his finished work on the cross, all of our sins are nailed to the cross. All of our conditions and everything that's not like you are nailed to the cross. So we thank you in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask that you would move by your Spirit on tonight, that your word would go forth with power, that you would be glorified on tonight. We come in the name of Jesus asking that you would move by your Spirit and decrease, help me to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in me. Use me for your glory, Heavenly Father. We come in the name of Jesus asking that you would move by your Spirit, Heavenly Father. Touch, heal, and strengthen all those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies all over the land in the name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father. Let them know that you are the healer in Jesus Christ because you are one. You are our healer. And because of you, we know that you're still working miracle signs and wonders on today. We also lift up all those that are bereaved on tonight. Continue to comfort and strengthen those that are bereaved all over the land as only you can. Let them know and remember that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you will move by your Spirit that every listener on tonight that may not be saved, who do not have a personal relationship with your Son, Jesus Christ, is our hope, prayer, and desire that on tonight, that through your word, they would be able to open their own mouth and confess their sins and transgressions. They would ask your Son, Jesus Christ, to come into their hearts and save them, even on tonight, that you would be glorified through them, and that as you save them on tonight, you would reveal to them their God purpose so that they would know it and they would walk in it, they would live in it and fulfill it in the earth for your glory. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus. We continue to lift up every listener on tonight. We know that you know who they are. You know where they are. You know what they stand in need of. We know that you are our promise keeper. You said that we can cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us. We thank you that you are an awesome God. We thank you that there is no other God like you. You are the Most High God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for who you are. We bless your name. No matter what's going on in the world, we thank you that you are in total control at all times. You don't slumber. You don't sleep. You cannot lie, fail, nor change. So we just bless your name on tonight. Again, we know that you're worthy to be praised. Heavenly Father, again, we ask that you will move by your Spirit on tonight. Have your way, that you alone will be glorified. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We continue to lift up our president and all world leaders to you, Heavenly Father, that any of them that may not be saved on tonight, we pray, Lord, that you will send your word their way, that they too will hear your word and they will open their own mouths and confess their sins and transgressions. And they too would ask to be saved in Jesus' name. And they too will come to know their God purpose in the earth. And they will learn and know how to show love and compassion for all people, that you will be glorified through them as well. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We continue to lift up all pastors and shepherds that you have anointed and appointed for such a time as this, those that are truly standing on your word and delivering and teaching and preaching your word, Heavenly Father, even during this worldwide pandemic. Through social media, your word is still going forth with power. Souls are still being saved through your word over the social media, world wide web, through all kinds of social media outlets. We thank you, Father, for the privilege to be able to still bring forth your word, even for such a time as this, because we know that you are truly worthy to be praised. So again, we pray, Lord, that you would have your way on tonight, that you would be glorified in the name of Jesus, we pray. And all those that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said amen. Well, on tonight, we do have a spiritual food for thought. And it comes to us saying on tonight, Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Once again, I will be delivering God's word on tonight. So I pray that you have your Bibles, pens, and paper ready, because I do have a lot of different scriptures that I'm going to be sharing with you on tonight. So you need your pen and paper so that you can write these scriptures down, and hope you have your Bible so you can follow along as we go through the word on tonight. I have a praise report. I thank God, and I know that there was nobody but God. As I went to the Veterans Hospital today here in Detroit, and I met with one of my doctors, and he gave me a report that I know it was only nobody but God. And my report is that I'm cancer-free. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Nobody but God, because of his stripes, I am healed. I'm cancer-free. So that I am a witness that just like he have healed me from cancer, those of you that are dealing with cancer, don't give up hope. Don't keep fighting the good fight of faith. Continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand, because he has no respect of persons. What he's done for me, he will do the same for you. if you just trust and believe and continue to hold on to your faith, knowing that he is able to heal you as well from whatever disease or sickness you may have in your body, mind, or spirit. Also, we want to say a happy birthday, happy 94th birthday to my mother, who is in heaven, has been in heaven for 14 years now. So I want to say a happy heavenly birthday to my mother, Patricia Ann King Brown. She is the mother of 9 children, and we just thank God for her life. Thank God that she was a good example before us and her family and friends. She loved God with her whole heart, and she was a living example of how to pray and how to call upon the name of Jesus with every problem, every situation. We know that, and by her being our mother, we saw what she did. We saw her faith. We saw her hold on to God's unchanging hands. We saw her keep the faith, and she has finished her course, and she is now resting in the arms of the Lord in heaven. So we just want to, I just want to say once again, along with all of my siblings, happy heavenly birthday, Mama. Love you. You are always in our hearts and memories, not only of your children, but all those that you have touched and by examples and are still here to remember your kind spirit. And so we just love you. We continue to bless God for you and thank God that you are in heaven right now rejoicing in the Lord on tonight. So happy heavenly birthday, Mama. Love you. You're gone, but you're never forgotten. So right now, I'm going to do a short music break. Then we're going to come back and we're going to get into the word on tonight. Tonight's message title is, In the Midst of Everything, God Gives Me Peace. The main scripture for tonight is Isaiah chapter 26, verse number 3. So we're going to go to our music break, then we're going to come back and we're going to get directly into the word on tonight. Enjoy the music break. Praise the Lord. That's not the one I wanted. This is what I wanted to play for you on tonight. Come on, oh, holy lamb. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I give you praise. He is worthy. God is worthy to be praised. Well, it's time to get into the word on tonight, so I do hope and pray that you have your Bibles, your pens and paper ready to follow along. Well, as I said earlier, on tonight, I will be delivering God's word. Tonight's message title is, In the Midst of Everything, God Gives Me Peace. The main scripture is coming from Isaiah chapter 26, verse number 3. And I will be reading from the King James Version of the Bible. So if you have a different Bible on tonight, you may be reading a little bit different. In the book of Isaiah chapter 26, verse number 3, it says unto us, you know, because before I get to that, no matter what's going on in our lives as Christians, the word lets us know that God will give us peace. He will give us perfect peace if we keep our mind stayed on Him. So that's why I chose this main scripture for tonight. And it says, Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on Thee, because he trusteth in Thee. And I'm going to paraphrase, that not only means those that keep him in perfect peace, not just men, those that are saved in Jesus Christ on tonight, but women, boys and girls, as well as men, all those that keep him, keep God, keep Jesus, the Lord says he will keep us in perfect peace, those whose minds are stayed on him, who trust in thee. We have to trust in God. So as Christians, we will go through trials and tribulations. The word of God tells us that in this life we will have trials and tribulations. We will suffer sickness. We will experience death of loved ones. We will have heartaches and pains. But through these different experiences, we know God still gives us peace. If you have been saved for any amount of time, you can bear witness, just as I can on tonight, that no matter what you're going through, no matter what you've been through, I am a witness. God will give you peace, even in the midst of the storm, when it don't look like that we're going to make it. Jesus lets us know, God lets us know, that we can experience his peace because he loves us and he wants us to experience his peace, even while going through life's storms. Why? Jesus lets us know he is, again, as I said, through the spiritual food for thought on tonight. Jesus lets us know himself that I am the Prince of Peace. As Christians on tonight, we are to pray for the peace in Jerusalem. That's what the Word of God tells us on tonight. As Christians, we are always to be praying for the peace of Jerusalem. We get real peace only from God, the Father. Only real peace comes from God, our Heavenly Father, on tonight. We need to know that and remember that true peace and real peace comes from God. In the book of Romans, chapter 5, verses 1 through 6, again, Romans, chapter 5, verses 1 through 6, verse 1 says, Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse number 2 says, By whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice. Not only do we stand, but we also rejoice. And we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Verse number 3, And not only so, but we glory in tribulations. Again, we also glory in tribulation, also knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Verse number 4, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Again, that's verse number 5. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Verse number 6 says, for when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. That means you and I. Even though we are saved right now in the name of Jesus, but there was a time when we was not saved. But when we was not saved, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for you and I. He said, when we was ungodly, when we didn't even know Jesus, when we had not accepted him, he died for us. And all I can do is say, thank you, Jesus. That's why we should always strive, every one of us, you, my sister, you, my brother. That's why we should always strive to live in peace with one another at all times, no matter what. No matter what, there's no excuses. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse number 11, again, we should always strive to live in peace with one another at all times. And I'm going to paraphrase, no matter what. So don't use an excuse. Don't look for an excuse. So in the 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse number 11 tells us, finally, brethren, and this goes for us sisters in Christ too, and I'm paraphrasing, this goes for everyone that's saved in Jesus' name on tonight. But it says in the King James Version of the Bible, it says, finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the love of God and peace shall be with you. Why? God has called the believers in Christ Jesus, to peace. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 15 says, again, that's 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 15 says unto you and I on tonight, the believers, but if the unbelieving depart, let him, I'm going to paraphrase right here, or her, that goes for him or her, let him or her depart. A brother or a sister is not under bondage in such cases. Those that do not believe or do not want to accept God's word, let them depart. Because the word says a brother or a sister is not under bondage in such cases. But God has called us, the believers, to peace. One of the fruits of the Spirit is peace. And we find that to be true in the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verse number 22 through 26. Again, Galatians, chapter 5, verses 22 through 26. And it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And verse number 24 says, and they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with their affections and lusts. Verse number 25, I just read verse 24. Verse 25 says, if we live, if, that's a, did you hear that conjunction word? If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Verse number 26 says, let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another or envying one another. I think I need to read that again, because that's where a lot of our problems come in the body of Christ on today. It's the verse number 26 says again to us on tonight, let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Why? God is our peace. And you can find that in Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 14. Again, that's Ephesians 2, chapter 2, verse number 14. Again, as I stated earlier in the opening of this lesson on tonight, you do need your Bibles, your pens, and your paper, because I do have a few scriptures that we're going to be dealing with on tonight, and so you need to write these scriptures down so that you can go back to them later on or throughout the week or the weekend when you have at your leisure time, so that you can go over them again and then let the Lord God administer to you through his word. As we see in Jeremiah, the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11, it says, "For I know the thoughts that I have, that I think toward you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Peace be multiplied to you." That's found in Daniel. Then we go look at Daniel's chapter 4, verses 1, 6, and 25. Now, I'm not going to go to those scriptures, but I'm just letting you know you need to write those scriptures down. All of these scriptures are pertaining to peace. In the book of, again, in the book of Daniel, chapter 4, verses 1, 6, and 25. And also, you can also find what God is saying to us on tonight through his word regarding peace in 1 Peter, chapter 1, verse 2. Also in 2 Peter, chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. 2 Peter, chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. "Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord." So we're talking tonight, our subject or topic on tonight is, in the midst of everything, God gives me peace. Not only do he give me peace, but he can give you peace as well on tonight. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're dealing with, God can give you peace. If you will let him, if you will allow him to, he will give you peace. Even in the midst of your storm, he will give you peace. And I know that I have some witnesses on tonight that can verify and attest to that, that God will give you peace. Even when hell seems to be raging all around you, and you seem there seems to be no way out, and the world is caving in on you, God can still, and he will, give you peace. And I am a witness, because he has done it for me so many times. When I felt like giving up, and when my hope was, and there was no hope, I all seemed like hope was lost, God still somehow gave me peace. And that peace let me move forward. Continue to move forward in God, continue to walk in my God purpose, continue to do what God has called me to do, even though everything around me was seen to be dark and there was no way out. God still allowed me to feel his peace that only he can give. So, again, we're still talking about, and looking at 2 Peter, chapter 1, verses 2 and 3, and I'm going to read it again. It says, "Grace and peace be multiplied unto you," that's personal, "through the knowledge of God." And see, the word of God talks about that knowledge. And he says, "My people perish because of the lack of knowledge." But he says, "Peace be multiplied, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord." Then verse 3 says, "According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertains unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue." And then if we turn to the book of Mark, in the book of Mark, chapter 9, verse 50, again, Mark, the book of Mark, chapter 9, verse 50, talks about salt. It says, "Salt is good, but, here we go again, but if the salt have lost his or her," and I'm paraphrasing, "his or her saltiness, wherewith would ye season it?" That's a good question. Again, salt is good, but if the salt has lost his or her saltiness, wherewith would ye season it? Have salt in yourselves, and have peace one with another. In the book of John, chapter 14, verse 27, still talking about peace. John, chapter 14, verse 27, the word of God says, "Peace I leave with you." Then he says, "My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. As we continue talking about peace, the word of God says, the peace of God passes all understanding. Then he says, we are to follow peace. Whatever we do, we are to always strive and try to follow after peace. These are some scriptures that you can also look up pertaining to the word peace. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 22. Again, follow peace. You can find that in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 22. Then also in Hebrew chapter 12, verse 14. Then we are to be peacemakers. The word of God says we are to be peacemakers, and this can be found in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 9. We are to be peacemakers. You know, some Christians, as they follow Christ, they get caught up in the flesh, and they become like the world, and the world cannot tell or don't even know if you're truly saved or not, because you're carrying on just like the world. When, you know, when the world get upset, when people of the world that are not saved in Jesus' name, when they get upset, there's no telling what might come out of their mouths. There's no telling what they may do, how they may act. But we as Christians, we are not to be like that. The word of God says we are in this world, but we are not to be like the world. Again, we are in this world, but the word of God says we are not to be like the world. So we are to be lights shining bright, that even those that are not saved, even those that are not saved in Jesus' name, even though they don't know who Jesus is and they don't know what it means, the word peace means, and where the true peace comes from, which comes from God. And God says to all of us that we are to be peacemakers. So we as Christians, we cannot and should not be going around conforming and acting like the world and pretending or acting like we don't know who God is. And what his word says unto us. Again, he says we are in this world, but we are not to be like this world. Because this, you know what? This world is not our home. Aren't you grateful on tonight to know that this world is not our home? This world is not our final destination. So if you are saved in Jesus' name, and I pray that you are, that we have a Heavenly Father who loves us, and he has no respect of persons. He says, he lets us know that, again, he will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are stayed on him. So we know that God has a perfect track record, and he is a promise keeper. And he says in his word that we can cast all of our cares upon him because he loves us and he cares for us. And he wants us to have peace. He wants us to have joy. He wants us to trust in him with our whole heart. So in the midst of everything, you need to know and remember that God is the one that who gives you peace. When you are going through your storm, when you're going through your life's trials and tribulations, even in the midst of losing loved ones through this worldwide pandemic, we can still have peace. And I am a witness on tonight that I still have peace with God. I have peace in God because I know without a doubt that it is him and him alone who gives me the strength to hold on to the peace that I have and the joy that I have that comes from God. So he said, in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. So, again, he tells us in this life, in this world, we're going to have trials, we're going to have tribulations, we're going to have tests that we must go through. We're going to lose loved ones. We're going to experience some things that we didn't never think we would be able to get out of. But when we have that peace, that joy, that love of God that shares abroad in our hearts, the world can see that we are going through trials and tribulations. They can see that we are suffering. They can see that we have lost loved ones. They can see that we have bills that are due and we don't even know how we're going to pay those bills. But the world needs to see that even through all of this, they wonder why we have peace in our hearts, and while we have joy, while we can still go around smiling and always encouraging one another with the words of the Lord. That's why, because in the midst of everything, we have that peace that only God can give. So that's an important word on tonight. For someone that is listening on tonight, I'm so glad God knows who is listening, and he knows exactly what we all stand in need of. He knows that someone needed to hear this word on tonight pertaining to this word, peace. Peace, he said, my peace I give unto you. So aren't you grateful on tonight that you have a Heavenly Father that knows everything about you? He knows everything about me, and he promised that he would not put no more on us than we're able to bear. And he promised us that even through life's trials and tribulations, we can still go to bed at night rejoicing because we know our peacemaker. We know that God is still giving us the strength to hold on to the peace that he gives us and that the world don't understand. So on tonight, you need to know where your true peace comes from. Some people of the world, people that are not saved in Jesus' name, they will try to let you think that they can give you peace, they can give you joy, they can give you happiness, and they can give you things of this world to make you happy. But that's a trick of the enemy. Don't fall for it. Whose report are you going to believe on tonight? Do you believe the report of the Lord when he tells us that in everything we can trust God to know that he will continue and he will always give his children, he will give his saints, the believers, the peace that only he can give so that we can move forward in kingdom building, that we can move forward in fulfilling our God purpose that will give God glory. And he know that when we don't have peace, when we don't have true peace in our hearts, you know, that's another way, again, of the trick of the enemy, because he know that if we don't have peace, then guess what? We will sometimes allow things of the world or people that are not even saved in Jesus' name, we will allow them to speak into our lives, and they may say anything. They would tell you or me anything to try to appease us or to get us off of our square so that we won't trust God. And that's, again, that's a trick of the enemy. God says he will keep us in perfect peace whose minds are stayed on thee. So we got to trust God on tonight. Are you trusting God? Do you know that he is the one that gives you peace? And there is no one that can give you peace like God can. You can have your marriage, you can have your mate, your husband, your wife, or your significant other, whoever that may be, and they can tell you, I can give you peace, I can give you everything that you want or desire, but can nobody give you peace like God? There is such a peace that God can give you that's beyond our understanding. And even while we're going through our trials and tribulations, even though we sometimes don't feel like we can make it, we cannot go any further in this life because the life situations and the stresses of life have burdened us down, and it seems like the world is caving in on us. But we have to stand on God's word. And he said he would keep us in perfect peace, those whose minds are stayed on him. That's the word for tonight. Keep your mind stayed on God. Keep your mind focused on God. Keep your heart and mind stayed on God. Stay in God's word. And if you don't know how to get peace, I'm here to tell you, you need to get on, if you don't get on your knees, you need to pray from your heart and ask God to bring peace into your life. He will do that because he already knows that we have things that goes on in our lives that's beyond our control, but we need to learn how to trust God and let him give us that peace that he promised that he would give us. And he is a promise keeper. He have a perfect track record. Our Heavenly Father, he cannot lie. He cannot fail. He cannot change. When he says he's going to do a thing, it may not happen when you want it to happen, but it's all about God's timing. But I am a witness on tonight that God will give you peace in the midst of your storm. He will give you peace even when you have lost loved ones and you don't know how you're going to make it. You seem like, you know, all have come to an end. My loved ones have gone. My mother is gone. My sister and my brother have gone on to be with the Lord, and I don't know how I'm going to make it. My friends, they seem to be dying off, and I just don't know how I'm going to make it. I'm just struggling, and I don't have no peace. I don't have no joy in my life. Everything is falling apart. But we got to stand on God's word. And he says that we can have perfect peace because guess what? He is that peace. And he wants you to experience his peace in this life, not just when we leave our physical body and our souls go to heaven. For those that are, those of us that are saved in Jesus' name, we know that there's going to be peace in heaven, but we want to experience peace here on earth. And God wants us to experience his peace here on earth. And when we experience God's peace here on earth, then we can be better witnesses for God. We can go around, we can let the world know that through it all, and whatever situation we may find ourselves in that we may not understand or that may seem like it's against us, even in the midst of all of that, the world, those that do not know Jesus Christ, who are not saved in his name, they can look at us, they can look at you, they can look at me, and knowing that we're saved in Jesus' name, and they will wonder, oh my God, that sister, that brother, they have just lost their job. That sister or brother just lost a loved one. That sister or brother just lost their home. Their house was in foreclosure. Now they have set their, they got an eviction notice, and the bailiff had come to their house and set all of their furniture out on the street. But for some reason, they still have peace. They still have joy. They're still praising the Lord. They're giving God praise, glory, and honor, and even in the midst of it all. But that's what the world needs to see today. They need to see that God will give you peace, not only for those that are saved in Jesus' name, but he will even give those that are not saved in his name. He will give them peace. He said he will give us peace. He wants us to have the peace that only God can give us. And when he gives us his peace, guess what you're going to do? If you don't do it already, and as I was sharing on tonight at the opening of the broadcast, when the doctor gave me my praise report on today at the hospital, said that I was cancer-free, I gave God praise right there in the hospital because I know without a shadow of a doubt that there was a lot of time that I didn't understand what was going on and I didn't know how I was going to make it. But I'm trusting in God. I was still trusting in the Lord because I know that God is my healer. Jesus is my healer. He said, by his stripes, I'm healed, I'm delivered, and set free. And not only me, but for you, my sister, you, my brother, you too, no matter what you're experiencing in your body on tonight, you can still have the peace of God knowing that Jesus promises that he is our healer. He is our deliverer. He is the one who sets us free. Free from the things of this world, everything that's not like God. Thank God that Jesus, it was nailed to the cross. When Jesus died on the cross, the work that he did was finished. When he rose from the dead, we know that we have the victory because Jesus rose from the dead with the victory. And that's why we know that God can give us peace, and he wants us to have that peace. He wants us to have the victory here on earth while we yet live in our physical bodies. He wants us to experience the victory. He wants us to experience his peace so that we can go around, we can share our peace, the peace that passes all understanding, that the world don't understand. We can let the world know without a shadow of a doubt that, yes, I've experienced some things. I've experienced some loss. I've experienced losing loved ones. I've experienced trouble on the job. I've experienced trouble even in my family. Sometimes family members don't get along. But we can still experience peace that only comes from God. He wants you to experience that peace because he is peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. That's what the Word of God says. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. That's, again, the scripture proof of thought for tonight. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And I am a witness. Yes, he is. He will give you peace when you don't think you can make it, when you want to throw in the towel, and that's what the enemy wants you to do. He wants you to give up. He don't want you to experience the peace of God here on earth. He wants you to experience all kind of hell on earth and everything that he can throw at you to make you give up on God. But God says otherwise. So on tonight, whose report are you going to believe on tonight? Do you believe God's word? Do you believe that in the midst of everything, God gives you peace? Well, I can bear witness on tonight, and I know that there's some witnesses on the line tonight that have tuned in that can verify, too, that God will give you peace. Yes, yes, he will. He will give you peace. in the midst of your storm, in the midst of life's trials and tribulations. So I'm not sound like a broken record on tonight, but I just want to get this word across on tonight that somebody needs to hear this. Someone needs to know that without a shadow of a doubt that God will give you peace if you believe it. And you have to believe that by faith. So when you pray from your heart sincerely and ask God, if you don't already have peace in your heart, if you don't have peace in your home, if you don't have peace on your job, in your neighborhood, where you live, wherever you go, God wants you to have that peace that only he can give you. So you can have that peace on tonight if you believe it. If you open up your heart, open up your mouth, and ask the Lord to give you peace. He said, we have not because we ask not. You know, a lot of people going around talking about they want peace, but then their actions says differently. The way they carry themselves, the way they talk, the way they act, they don't act like they want peace. See, I'm so glad God is not like man. He is searching our hearts. He knows who's for real and who's not. Aren't you grateful on tonight that God is not like man? He searches our hearts. He knows who is really sincere about wanting to have peace in their lives, because the enemy, again, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He don't want you to experience peace. He wants you to continue to doubt God. He wants you to give up on God. He wants you to not trust God. He don't want you to trust God's word that you can have peace even in the midst of life's storms, even in the midst of life tribulation, which God already told us in his word that in this life we're going to experience trials and tribulations. But through it all, we can still experience the peace of God. What a mighty God we serve on tonight. He is an awesome God that through it all, even in the midst of this worldwide pandemic that we're experiencing, the coronavirus, do you know that you can still have peace? If you believe that on tonight, you can have peace in your heart on tonight, because we know that Jesus is our healer. He is our deliverer, and he is the one who sets us free. He is the one who gives us peace. So I thank God for his word on tonight. God's word is true, and I believe it. I don't care who don't believe it. I believe it on tonight, and I know that I'm not the only one. There's others that are tuning in on tonight that believe God's word, that we can experience true peace while yet in the land of the living. So that's what God wants for you and for me on tonight, to experience his peace that he can only give us. He wants us to experience that peace today while we yet live. And then when we experience that peace, guess what? If you are serious about experiencing God's peace, you're going to give God praise. You're going to give God glory. You're going to give God honor, because you know that the true peace only comes from God. So when you experience that kind of peace in your heart, no matter what's going on around you in the world, then you're going to give God some praise. You're going to thank God, and you're not going to be ashamed to give God glory and honor and praise. And I'm not bragging on tonight, but that's what I was doing on this morning at the VA hospital. I was giving God praise and glory because he already let me know that I have peace, because he had already told me and let me know that I was, by his stripes, I'm already healed. No matter what the doctor's report said, even though there was cancer in my body, the cancer is gone. So I just give God praise that he let me experience his peace, even in the midst of my sickness, even in the midst of me going through chemotherapy and radiation treatment. I still have the peace of God, knowing that by Jesus' stripes that I'm healed. And so the final report came in today. When I was at the VA hospital, the doctor came in and said, all clear, you're free from cancer. So, you know, I had to give God praise right there in the hospital and let the world know that it was God that let me hold on to my peace, knowing that even through my cancer treatment and through the loss of loved ones in my family and everything else that I'm dealing with and experiencing in this life, that I still have peace. So I thank God for his peace that he gives his people on tonight. So we need to remember and know that Jesus is the Prince of Peace. So remember on tonight, you, my sister, you, my brother, that in the midst of everything, no matter what it looks like, no matter what you hear, no matter what you see or what you even think, in the midst of everything, remember this, God will give you peace. So remember that God, he loves you, and he wants you to experience his peace in the land of the living. So I pray and hope that someone has been blessed by this word on tonight. So if you tune in kind of late and you did not catch all the different scriptures that I gave out on tonight, you can always go to the archives and listen to tonight's show and pull it up again and listen to it, and you can get those scriptures, and you can go back to your Bibles so you can read it for yourself. Because, again, I don't want anyone to that tunes into this ministry to think that anyone that comes forth over this worldwide ministry or platform sharing God's word, that we're making up things as we go. But we're standing on God's word. We are reading from the word of God, what thus says the Lord. So on tonight, I pray that something has been said on tonight that will convince you, if you are not already convinced, that God will give you peace, even in the midst of your storm, your trials, your tribulations, even in the midst of losing loved ones, even in the midst of losing your job, even in the midst of, you know, we've been quarantined, even in the midst of whatever storm you're going through, God wants you to experience his peace that only he can give, not like the world. The world cannot give you peace. Only God can give you peace. You need the peace of God that passes all understanding. So on tonight, I pray that you have received this word on tonight, and I pray that someone has been blessed and strengthened by this word on tonight, that in the midst of everything, God will give you peace. He will give you his peace. So that's the word for tonight. Again, on tonight, I just want to say once again, before we close out for tonight, I give God glory, honor, and praise for my praise report, and I just had to share my praise report with the worldwide listeners on tonight, that I am cancer-free, and this word is not just for me. It is for someone else that experienced, that may be experiencing going through cancer right now. You may be going through chemotherapy right now. You may be going through radiation treatment. Just like God freed me of cancer, he has no respect of persons. If you stand on your faith, stand on his word, and on the promises of God, he will give you peace even while you're going through your cancer treatments or radiation. And you need to know that in the midst of it all, you need to know that you are healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. I also want to once again say happy heavenly birthday to my mother, Patricia Ann King Brown, who is rejoicing in heaven on tonight. This is her 14th year celebrating in heaven, along with my sister, Barbara Curtis, and my brother, Curtis Lee Brown. I just thank God for their lives and their spirits, and I just thank God for my mother, who would have been 94 years old on today. So I just thank God for her life. I thank God for her introducing me and my siblings to Jesus Christ. I thank God for her being a good example, a virtuous woman of God who stood on her faith, and she finished her course. She kept the faith, and now she's resting in the arms of God in heaven. So this is her birthday on today, so I say happy heavenly birthday, Mama. Love you. You have gone from us in the flesh, but your spirit and your memories live on in our hearts, and we will never forget what all the things that God has done through you, that you were a blessing not only to your children, but to your family and all your friends. Everyone that knew my mother, Patricia Ann King Brown, knows that I'm telling the truth. She was a virtuous woman of God, and I don't think that he didn't make no other woman like he made my mother. I'm bragging on her tonight because she deserved it. I just love her. I miss her, but I thank God, again, for her memories. I thank God for her spirit. I thank God that she led me and my siblings to Jesus Christ. And not only did she lead us to Jesus Christ, she was a praying woman of God. And I'm not just talking. I heard her pray. I heard her walk through the house at night praying, calling on the name of Jesus. I saw her reading her Bible, and she would go to bed with her Bible in the bed. And she led us to Jesus Christ. And not only that, she didn't just send us to church. She went to church with us. She served on the mother's board for almost 50 years. And then one of her heart's desires before she left this world, she wanted to sing in the senior choir. So the Lord allowed her to be able to sing in the senior choir at Sonora Missionary Baptist Church. She served on the mother's board, and then she also had a chance to sing in the senior choir for almost 2 years before she made her heavenly transition. So I just thank God for my mother. I thank God for her life, her spirit, and her memories. So on tonight, again, for you that missed the spiritual food for tonight, remember that Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And remember also that God wants you to remember and know that in the midst of everything, he is the one who gives us his peace. So we're going to give it to close off for tonight. And I pray. Oh, I just want to say all tonight before we close off, this coming Sunday is Mother Phillips, one of the church mothers from my church, Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church. Since she's on the line tonight, I just want to say early, happy birthday, Mother Phillips, on tonight. I thank God for you always faithfully tuning in. You're such a blessing to me. You're such a blessing to our church family. You're a blessing to your family. You're such a blessing to the body of Christ. So I just want to say an early happy birthday. I think it's this coming Sunday, if I'm not mistaken. Saturday or Sunday is her birthday. And I just want to say happy early birthday, Mother Phillips. Love you. And there's nothing you can do about it. So on to that, as we go to close out in prayer, I'm asking all listeners, please touch and agree with me in prayer as we close out for tonight. Do you want to tune in this coming Saturday night? And you want to, we want to be blessed again by another word from the Lord through our another man of God on this coming Saturday night. I believe, Deacon Marvin Cox will be bringing forth God's word on this coming Saturday night. You know, those that faithfully tune in, he always shares with us inspirational poems first. Then he always delivers a powerful word from the Lord. So he's going to be coming on this coming Saturday night at 8 o'clock p.m. So you want to tune in and be blessed by his poem and then through what God is going to send through him on this coming Saturday night over this worldwide platform. We're going to close out tonight in prayer. Please pray with me. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word that you are a promise keeper. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we're healed in his name. So I thank you for my praise report on tonight. I thank you for the victory that the enemy is defeated. And so I'm so grateful on tonight that I can share with the world and let them know that you have healed me and freed me of cancer. Therefore, I can move on. I can move forward, continue to move, and fulfill my God's purpose on earth for your glory. Because if the enemy had his way, he would have taken me out. He would have taken all of those that are saved in Jesus' name, that are experiencing different things in my body and my spirit. He would have taken us out. But we are standing on faith. We're standing on your word that you are our healer. Jesus is our healer. We know that you're still working miracle signs and wonders on tonight. So we ask and pray that you would touch, heal, and deliver those that are suffering and dealing with cancer on tonight. Let their hope and their faith be built up and strengthened. Even on tonight, remember, let them remember that you have no respect of persons. What you've done for me, you would do the same thing for them, because it's no secret what you can do. What you've done for one, you would do for others. Heavenly Father, so we just bless your name on tonight. We thank you for your word that has gone forth. I pray that it has not gone in vain, but it would accomplish everything that you have set forth for it to do, because you already know who's going to be listening and what we all stand in need of. So we just love you. We bless your name. Heavenly Father, for our of those people on the front lines, the doctors, the nurses, the law enforcement officers, the sanitation workers, the grocery store clerks, all those that are putting their lives on the line for us, Heavenly Father, through this worldwide pandemic, we just thank you and ask that you continue to cover each one of them in the blood of Jesus Christ, that they continue to be a blessing to us as we continue to keep them lifted up in prayer, that we continue to pray one for another, that you will be glorified. Heavenly Father, we just love you. We thank you for who you are. We thank you that there's none like you in all the earth. We thank you that you have all power in heaven and earth in your hands. You are in total control at all times, no matter what it looks like. We love you. We bless your name. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for every listener. We pray that you will continue to bless this worldwide ministry, that it will continue to be everything that you have desired and called for to be in the earth for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, until the next time, until this coming Saturday, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Know that I love you. God loves you even more. Good night.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for.
of you.